I have been consistent with this point. I have said it in multiple messages that our salvation was going to come in about 3.5 years, that it was going to be somewhere between 2024 and 2025. And all I was doing was interpreting the scriptures for this time that we are living in right now. For the scripture says that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, listen, for the trumpet shall sound. At the last trump, the trumpet judgments would start. And it says that at the trumpet judgments, look at this, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible, talking about this one, shall put on incorruption. And this mortal, talking about this one, shall put on immortality. This is the salvation that I'm talking about. This is the restoration that I'm talking about. Your immortality is coming. Your supernatural blessings is coming. Your reign and your rule is coming. I'm talking this year is the year of your salvation.
And yet another image of your Pope in front of our black King Jesus. Jesus.
We are finally here, 3.5 years, and I'm telling y'all, it's glorious to witness. I can see it right there so beautifully and so clearly. You hear them talking about the Civil War. You know it's coming because you see them putting it in the movie.
There's a new movie coming out in April called Civil War, and the premise of the movie is that all these states start getting in a civil war.
You hearing of wars and rumors of wars. Nations rising up against nation. I just seen the news report the other day about France and Italy and some other European country, how they're refusing to ally with America. And if you go back and watch some of my videos, I said it was going to be France. I said it was going to be France, but we're getting that some other time. And of course, Germany, of course, well, we're getting another time. But they are refusing to help America in their blockade, America and Israel to blockade Gaza. That's another story. Nations are rising up against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, famines and earthquakes in various places. And at the thought of any of this, even at the thought of a world war, could make you very troublesome. It could make you very worrisome. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, the world's tribulation is going to bring in your salvation. Revelation 8:1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about a space of a half hour. That seventh seal. And then there's a little time, you know, between the seventh seal before we get into the trumpet judgments, which happened right after the seventh seal. Look at this. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So you got the seventh seal, a little space. Let's give us a minute real quick. Let's seal all servants of God. Let's all God's saints, all God's chosen people, and then let's go on with the trumpet judgments. Oh, this is good. The trumpet judgments are the beginning of the great tribulation. During the trumpet judgments, we will see the real mark of the beast. During the trumpet judgments, we will see demons unleashed from the bottomless pits. During the trumpet judgments, we will see hailstones the size of watermelons. During the trumpet judgments, we're going to see the moon turned into blood and the sun darkened. This is when the great tribulation, this happens during the trumpet judgments. But before the trumpet judgments are the seal judgments. I've been talking about this for a while. I have said and proclaimed or prophesied that the first three seals have been broken. Inflation is the third seal, and I know you see that happening right before your very eyes. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that we are living in the fourth seal and have been living in the fourth seal, and the fourth, fifth, and the sixth seal all go together. Oh my God, I want to get in that deep. The fifth seal talks about something going on in heaven. The sixth seal is about a great earthquake, but most importantly, and you can see it with your very eyes. If you just look and see, you can see it with your very eyes. Most importantly about the sixth seal, it talks about the rich, the elite, the celebrities, the politicians, right? It talks about the rich class. It's called the princes, the kings and the princes of the earth. It talks about them hiding themselves in their doomsday bunkers. You can look on the TV, go watch the news. They just talked about Joe Biden, how his house was getting reconstructed to put a doomsday bunker in it. Mark Zuckerberg bought all that land up in Hawaii with Oprah in The Rock to do what? To build doomsday bunkers. They're going to hide over there in those islands. You can look it up. It was just on the news. They talk about how all these billionaires, there was a guy said, why are all these billionaires building bunkers all of a sudden? But I'm talking about quickly. They want them done quickly. So it's the scriptures, oh Lord, prophecy literally unfolding right before our very eyes.
Billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg are building underground doomsday bunkers. This is end times prophecy.
And literally all this is occurring at the last Trump, right before the last Trump, Trump 2024, or what some have said is the last president of the United States of America. God, I'm preaching right now, and I know this might sound catastrophic. I know this might, to some of y'all, sound disastrous. Oh Lord, this is about to, it's about to take a turn. But I am telling you, for the black man and for the black woman in America, in the same year that these judgments occur is the same year of your salvation. Wait a minute, Leo. Wait a minute. This is taking a turn.
Putin just showed the world that Jesus is a black man.
This is taking a turn. God, oh Lord, the Most High, in every scripture, you can read it for yourself, is coming to destroy the world's power structure. And it is clear as day in every scripture that he's going to put his people in charge of the world after he destroys the world's power structure. I don't think anybody contends that the saints are going to reign and rule. We all are just in contention with who the saints are. Look at this real quick, Daniel 7 and 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, so the whole earth, so the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, so the whole earth, listen to this, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. So the whole earth is going to be given over into the hand of the people of the saints of the Most High. We can also go over to Revelation 20 and talk about this. We can go to so many other Isaiah and talk about, we can go from scripture to scripture showing that God is going to put his people in charge of the world. And like I said, no one is contending that this is what God said he was going to do. He said the poor are going to be made rich. He said the weak are going to be made strong. So whoever are the weak militarily, all of a sudden are going to be strong, are going to be the mighty, right? So no one is in contention that this is what God is going to do. The contention is that who is he going to do it to? Revelation 7, let's start at 1. And after this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. Listen to this. Holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. This is the seventh seal. Six seals, and then there's this seventh seal. Now the Bible is talking about these angels holding back the four winds of the earth, right? Look at this right here. Revelation 7 and 2. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east having a seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. And look what he said. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we have put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of God. The seventh seal. This seal will make it so that this mortal will become immortal. Oh my God. This corruptible will be incorruptible once they get this seal. Remember, this seal happens before, look, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound. So that right before the trumpet sound, there's the last trump, then the trumpets. There's the last trump, then the trumpets. There's the last president of the United States, Trump, then the trumpet judgments. I'm going somewhere. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. I've been consistent about this. I want y'all to see this. Look, let me keep reading. Revelation 7 and 9, because this is where it turns to turn. And then I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hand, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. There is a great multitude of people that are also going to be sealed. Look at where they're coming from. Every tribe, every nation, out of every tongue. Now, I've been a Christian my whole life, my entire life. Matter of fact, T.D. Jakes recently been in the news. Y'all heard the controversies and stuff that's been going on about him. Lord, I'm going to have to do a whole video on that because that's too messed up. But I was just going to say he's one of the biggest mega church pastors in the world, him and Joel Osteen. And I have listened to many of both of their scriptures. I mean, many of both of their sermons. And I've heard them preach this verse about Revelation 7, but I've never heard them preach about the scattered scriptures. So see, you got these scriptures about God's people being gathered, right? And all of us have heard those our whole life. But no one talks about God's people being scattered. Because if we heard, since we were this high, scriptures about God's people being scattered to all nations, every person listening to this would know exactly who God's people were. Because only one people ever in the history of the whole world have been scattered to all nations. That's only happened ever to one people. So when we go down and we read these scriptures in Deuteronomy 28:64, and the Lord will scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth to the other. Or it said as they were going to come out of all people, all languages, nations, and people. Leviticus 26:33, but I will scatter you among all nations. Oh, okay, so they were scattered among all nations. Ezekiel 11:17, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I will gather you from the nations and bring you back, listen to this, from the countries where you have been scattered, right? So they've been scattered to all nations, right? Matthew 24:30-31, look at this, this is one of my favorite ones. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and glory. I always talk about this verse because it says that all the peoples of the earth are going to mourn when they see Christ. But if that blonde haired, blue eyed Jesus came, why are you mourning? This is the guy you thought, this is the guy you expected, ain't it? Blonde haired, blue eyed, just like he is on your wall. What you mourning for? The only way you would mourn, the only way you would be afraid, the only way you would be frightened, if he looked like something you didn't expect him to look like. Oh my God, what in the world? Is that Trayvon Martin? You see what I'm saying? Flying? Oh my God, that don't look like Clark Kent Superman. That look different. This dude is black. You know what I mean? That more look like General Zod than Clark. See what I'm saying? Now you said, oh my Lord, now you mourning. Now you afraid because now you don't know what he gonna do. You don't know what the black dude gonna do when he get here because you don't know how the world has treated the black. I mean, I'm sorry, because you do know how the world has treated black people. So you don't know how he finna act when he come out the sky with great power. You said, oh my God, I don't know what he finna do. He might act up. Right? He listen to me. I'm going somewhere. I'm getting off my point. Matthew 24:30. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call. Wait a minute, right there at the trumpet call, right before the trumpet call, he gonna send his angels right before the trumpet call. Look what they finna do. And they will gather his elect from the four winds of the earth. So this is a precept upon precept going with Revelation 7 as well. Right before the trumpets, Christ talking about right before the trumpets, these people are going, his people are going to be gathered from the four winds of the earth, from every nation, from every tribe, from every tongue. Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. This is the year of your salvation. This is the year of your salvation. I've already went too long, I'm sure. I've already went too long, I'm sure. But I want you to know that as the hailstones fall, as the demons come out of the ground, Lord, I'm preaching already, as wormwood and come on now, the water turned to wormwood and the scorpions and the stingers hit them, none of it will be able to harm you. This is why you will be saved. This is why it's called salvation. Revelations 9:1, also jump into 4. Revelations 9:1, also jump into 4. This is talking about the trumpet judgment. Look at this. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. You've never heard anybody say this but me. And look, I don't want to take any credit from it because God is the one who gives me all the revelation and all the insight. But this is talking about CERN. Revelations 9:1 is talking about CERN. When that star hits the ground, falls from the sky, boom, it's, oh my God, I want to, even, what is it? In the movie Black Adam, you can see it. when it explodes. This is talking about the particle accelerator that they have created over in Davos, Switzerland. And what they're trying to do is bring Satan up from the ground. And they are going to bring Satan up from the ground. If you watch that movie in The Black Adam, you see after CERN, you see Satan stand in front of CERN. And you see after it all hit, boom, you see the demons come up out of the ground, just as it's described right here in Revelations 9 and 1. But the part I wanted you to see was this. They were told not to harm the grass or the earth or any plant or tree, but only those who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. You can only harm people who don't got the seal of God on their forehead. You got the seal of God on your forehead. You cannot be harmed. And Revelation 7 says that only God's chosen people are going to have his seal. Oh my God, they don't hear what I'm saying. The seventh seal is going to make this mortal immortal. That's why none of the trumpet judgments will be able to harm you. This is your salvation. This is your restoration. Oh, Lord, I thank you. The book of Enoch, let me get out of here. One last verse. Book of Enoch, 5 and 9. And they will not be punished all the days of their lives and will not die through the plagues or the judgments of the wrath. But the number of their days of their lives will be completed, and their lives will become old in peace, and the years of their joy will be many in everlasting happiness and peace. All the days of their lives. Oh, Lord, thank you. This is the year of your salvation. This is the year of your salvation. This year. You hear what I'm saying? It's coming right now. Leo's a date setter. No, I'm not. I can just see the clouds forming in the sky. Oh, my God. I can see the clouds forming in the sky. And I see the rain coming. And like I told you, the world's tribulation is your salvation. Receive this message in the name of Christ. I'll talk to y'all soon. Shalom. Shalom. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I believe in the Most High God's laws, commandments, and statutes, and he has commanded us to send a tithe, to send a tenth of everything that we earn. And God has said that if we follow his laws, commandments, statutes, that we will be blessed, that we will lend and not borrow, that we will be set high above all nations, and that our hands, anything that we do with our hands, it would increase and it would be blessed. If you believe God, then follow his laws, his commandments, his statutes, and we are commanded to tithe. So send your tithe, your offering, or your alms, or your donations to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Shalom.